Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnerFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnerHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's enerfood.com. enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnerHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Well, hello, my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry program here on the Survive to Thrive Network. My name is Nathan Liao, and today is Tuesday, August 9th, 2011, the year of our Lord. And boy, what a difference a week makes. Huh, folks? Since the last time that we met last week on August the 2nd, United States raised its debt ceiling. We talked about the two choices of poison that was before us. Option number one was, if Washington raised the debt ceiling, then the United States would be given a short reprieve before financial doom started. And then option number two was, well, that was the other option, for the United States to do nothing and to default. And of course, that one was not chosen. So the country went with option number one. And after that happened, the elderly made a sigh of relief that their Social Security checks would be deposited in their bank account, and the participants of the New Millennium Breadline, food stamps, and unemployment checks also sighed along with all of the others they would not be affected. So we received a temporary reprieve, and last week I even stated that we needed to take advantage of this temporary reprieve, and every day of reprieve that we received was like a loaf of freshly baked bread. But you know, folks, little did I know that we were only going to be baking three or four loaves of bread, because over the weekend, Standard & Poor's rating agency lowered the credit rating of the United States of America from AAA to AA+. America got bumped down. She had one of her shiny A's ripped off of her sleeve. And because she lost her quote-unquote A on Sunday, the stock markets of the world started to react. It started in Israel. Israel's market reacted very, very unfavorably to this decision, and then the Asian and Euro markets followed suit. The world started to tank, and then it was Wall Street's turn. And yesterday, it was no less than brutal financial bloodletting that flowed down the streets of New York City. Over 9 billion shares traded hands, massive losses ensued, and the Dow lost 634 points, and the S&P and NASDAQ also lost. By now, you've heard the news. Here we are the next day, Tuesday, and we're looking back, thinking a lot of thoughts, wondering a lot of things, having conversations with friends and family, I would hope, to try to make sense of where we are in the timeline and just exactly what does all of this mean. The tectonic plates of world markets are shifting and gyrating, my friends, and the foundations of man's wealth are under duress. the trophies and the idols of man's hearts is for many the financial system and the wealth of this world. And at this moment in time, the financial high places and the financial altars of Baal are not answering the prayers of the people below them. Heaven is God's throne and the earth is his footstool. And before Jesus returns, he's going to destroy the kingdoms of this earth. He's going to expose the evils and the weaknesses of the world's systems. These systems are many: political, financial, religious. And my friends, this is the upcoming and arriving episode in the present production that is before our eyes right now. But surprisingly, the majority of earthlings do not seem to want God's help. And that's what I find really, really amazing, folks. This downturn has been in play for the last week or two, but it really showed itself yesterday. And, you know, folks, it's just been a few years. The world is just barely awakening from the hangover of 2008, that pounding headache where many brokers all said, I need an ice pack. Why did I sign up for this? I don't need this career. This is crazy. That was in 08, and here we are, 3 years later. What is the world going to do? What is Batman going to do? It seems that Robin's going to now have to drop out of college because he's not going to have enough money to go to college. Mr. Bruce Wayne, his financial advisor, has been ringing his bat phone all day and telling him, you know, Mr. Bruce, you need to get down to your office right now because all of your investment enterprises are tanking and melting. Your Batmobile is going to be repoed. And who can rescue the world right now, my friends? During these days of the market skidding and screeching, what are people going to do? Who are they going to call out to? The amazing part that I just can't get past, folks, is that still mankind would say that they can do it themselves. We can do it ourselves is their charge. Don't mix God with the political. We don't want God to help us. How ironic is it? You know, folks, the certificate of freedom, that parchment of paper held so dear here in America, has become the muzzle that the ungodly love to use to bar God's access into this nation and to bar God's help for this nation. And many of those progressives would say the interpretation means separation of church and state. Therefore, God's not welcome here. Washington, D.C. is on fire. Wall Street is on fire. And the announcement is made by the politicians. Attention, all people, all citizens, all residents that are able, come and help put out the fire. Everyone grab a hose. That is, everyone except Jesus. Jesus, you can't help us put out the fire. Sorry, it's the law. You must be separated from us. Amazing, huh, folks? The South is parched. Texas is parched. And many other states next to Texas are dying. They're scorched. The cattle are growing weary. They're skin and bones. The great drought is in the South right now. And everyone in the South needs to cooperate by not watering their lawn. Imagine a town meeting, a town hall meeting where that announcement is made, folks, where the city councilman or the mayor would say, attention all citizens, no one can water their lawn. That applies to all of us. Any questions? Yes, you in the back. Who are you and state your question?
Yeah, my name is Reverend John Doe, and my friend Jesus wants to help and bring us water, and, well, he has a bunch, and can he help?
Excuse me, Mr. Doe, did you say Jesus? No, Mr. Doe, we want to keep religion out of our problems, so no, he's not allowed to help us.
How absurd is that, folks? How foolish is the mind of man? They forge their willing chains of slavery and destruction, and then they defend it till they're in, folks. And today, we're witnessing the end of an old empire. We're witnessing the end of the United States of America, the USA, the person at the top of the mountain, the big guy. America's dying, folks. And the sounds of the vultures and buzzards is that frenzy that we're witnessing on Wall Street right now. Yesterday, the markets crumbled. Today, there was a slight recovery. But folks, a slight uptick for a day or a few days does not change the diagnosis. And the diagnosis is this: America is broke. In the last week, by the way, folks, after the debt ceiling was raised, America went past the technical sovereign debt line of demarcation. And for the first time, America's national debt surpassed her annual GDP, which is the gross domestic product. For those of you that don't know what the GDP is, it's the amount of total transactions generated by a nation. And America's GDP is approximately $13 to $14 trillion and some change. Of course, it's been going down over the last 3 years because the markets are dead, because there's no jobs, because people are broke, because companies are going bankrupt. But nevertheless, the GDP is approximately $13 to $14 trillion at the moment. And last week when we raised the debt ceiling, or actually, let me correct myself. We didn't do it. When Congress got together with the Senate and Obama signed the law, when they raised the debt ceiling, that officially allowed America to have another $2 to $2.5 trillion of debt, which would give us a new debt ceiling of almost $17 trillion. And within 1 or 2 days, America's debt shot up several $100 billion last week, folks. So here we are approaching $15 trillion. And here's the conclusion of this matter. America, congratulations. You are now Greece when it comes to fiscal destruction. We're copying Greece, folks. Greece is in an uproar right now. Greece is that kid in the playground that no one wants on their team. And now the United States of America has joined the gang of financial sweat hogs, the gang of dysfunctional nations. So it appears that from this point on, America is going to have to get her money in shady back alley deals from Guido and his loan shark buddies. Folks, the Guidos of the world do not have the same patience as the elderly retirees in loaning us their money, the patience that we're used to taking advantage of. And as I have said over and over on these programs, we're witnessing a divine production right now, folks. It's a heavenly script that is now in motion. And because of this, we can know about certain things that are approaching. We can know about mileposts and signs to reveal our locations. It's possible, folks, because God reveals his secrets to his servants. The messengers of God are God's spies. And today I want to share about a new milepost that we have just passed. This happened yesterday. Now, several years ago, we had a huge milepost that screamed out the hand of God. It screamed out that it was a sign from God. And most of you that are awake, most of you that are aware, you saw this same milepost. And that was when in September of 08, the market dropped 777 points. We've talked about this in the last several weeks. It was the handprint of God. It was the footprint of God upon the world, letting the planet know that, attention, earthlings, the production that's about to ensue is my production. That's God talking. I'm in control. I'm going to allow it to happen, and you're not going to be able to stop it. And over the past few years, we have discussed the question of why these things have come to the earth and why God has allowed his judgment, because that's what it is, folks. Man chooses to call it an economic downturn or a great recession or a great recession that is now in recovery, etc., etc., these made-up terms that deny the truth. But that's what time it is, folks. It's God's production. And we've discussed why over the last several years. Many of you know why. And many of you have shared why with a lot of your friends and your family members and pastors. But the amazing thing is, folks, is that so many of the earthlings on this planet deny the reason of why. They want to put a natural explanation to it. They want to explain it with science and with technical ease. But when we erase all the chatter of man and all the fancy words of man and the wisdom of man, folks, when we get down to it, the only thing left on the page is the word judgment. That's what's happening. And it is amazing that over the last 3 years, we have watched the nation of America melt and wilt. We have watched America lose her wealth. We've watched the transfer take place. We've watched the retirement funds melt and get smaller and smaller. We've watched all of that happen. And then we've also watched the signs from nature, from the groaning earth. God sent us signs at the beginning of this year when the fish started dying and the birds started dying. God sent his signs. He's trying to get our attention. And then God allowed some of his servants to be visited with some glimpses of the things that are coming. Some of you have seen these things through prophetic dreams and prophetic giftings and visions and prophecies. God has attempted and placed much effort into allowing us to know what time it is. And still, over the past 3 years, while we have watched America melt and the world melt, while we have watched one by one the house of cards become more and more fragile and shaky, at the same time, we see man continuing with his evil decisions and choices. We see the legislation in America that denies God and that welcomes darkness. We've seen the mandates that Obama has signed and that state governors have signed, that judges of America have signed. Gay marriage, the teaching and indoctrination of our children that homosexuality is a noble effort that our children must know about, because they will not have a complete education without this knowledge. The world, the evil ones, want to thrust the dark knowledge into our children now, folks. This is the world that we now live in. We have been thrusted into a new segment of time. We are now approaching the finality of time, the end of time, the fullness of time. And as these days are wrapping up, we're going to see the evil increase. We're going to see the evil become worse and worse. We're going to see men's hearts grow darker, grow colder, with hatred of God, with hatred toward Christians and hatred toward one another. Folks, we are in this envelope of time, and right now, none of us can be taking a chance in risking our future, our eternal future, by taking these things lightly. If you're a new listener and your friend said, hey, listen to this program, listen to what this guy's talking about, and you haven't heard this information before, and if you may be saying, I haven't heard this from my pastor, the churches aren't talking about this, how come I don't hear this on God TV? How come TBN doesn't talk about this? Exactly, folks. And if you're a longtime listener of this program, that's another ailment that is upon the earth right now. Today, there is a great deception that is over many that call themselves Christians. There is a great delusion that is over many that call themselves Christians. And because the people that call themselves the children of God reject the truth and would rather believe lies, God is allowing them to be in a stupor. He's allowing them to be sleepy. That's why when you try to explain these things to your friends and family, their eyes glaze over and the words go right over their head. And they don't know what you're talking about, or they'll change the subject, or they'll deny what you're saying. Folks, it's a spiritual element in play right now. There is great, great evil in play right now. But at the same time, there is also the availability of the strength of God right now. The Holy Spirit's out there, and He wants to draw us to Him. He wants us to grow stronger in Him, and those that do not do it, folks, are going to find themselves not being able to endure. They're going to find themselves a statistic. You know, folks, I know that I sound like a broken record. I know that the topics that I bring up every week on this program and in my audio messages are the same, which is get right with God, and this is what's happening to the world. This is what's going to happen to our financial future in America. This is the landscape that we're going to see in the future of America. I know I talk about those things over and over, but folks, this is my only choice. I can't do anything else. This is my calling, and I'm one of others that are out there, but folks, who's going to listen to the warning? Are we finished warning? You know, folks, I've had some of you email me, and I've talked to some of you on the phone, and some of you say, you know, Nathan, I try to warn my family, but is that it? Is the last soul that's going to wake up already awake, and the rest of them are just going to stay zombies? The body snatchers got a hold of them? Folks, I don't want to believe that, because until the day that Jesus splits the sky, if I'm allowed to live that long, I'm going to continue to warn. And I believe that we all have to have that endurance and perseverance to continue to warn. Now, in this charge, in this admonition to warn our friends, you'll get tired. You'll get frustrated. We'll become sad, discouraged, overwhelmed. But my friends, we have to get back up. We have to get our rest, get back up, and then get back into the fight, because we are soldiers to the very end. And Jesus said the same thing. Those that endured to the end. And as we get closer toward the end, the lights are growing dimmer and dimmer. Have you noticed that, folks? Is that what the blindness that Jesus talked about? Was that what he meant? You know, when Jesus talked about the 10 virgins, Five of them had enough oil. The other five did not. And, you know, folks, we've had sermons. We've heard the sermons and even shared about the 10 virgins. And many times the five foolish ones are made fun of, or we talk about how could they be so silly or blind, or why didn't they try harder? How could they mess up, etc.? But, you know, folks, when you think about it, they were also virgins as well. This is the story of the 10. They were all virgins, which means they were part of the bride. All 10 of them were. What does that tell us? That tells us that even for those that consider themselves part of the remnant, for those of you that consider yourselves part of the elect, we have to be on our toes. We have to really, really be taking this thing seriously. Why did we need to have oil in our lamps at the time of the end? Well, at the midnight cry, the cry was made that the groom was about to show up, so take your lamps and go meet him. That's what the parable says, folks. But think about this. It's midnight when the cry is made. That means it's dark. That means it's hard to see. That means there could be holes and rocks to stumble over in the path before us. So my friends, please do not grow weary in doing the good that you're doing. Do not give up, my friends. I know that it's hard, and I know that as the days grow darker and darker, the frustration seems to be elevated, and the challenges seem to be elevated. And even this, folks, even this is happening. The temptations seem to be elevated. Folks, that's what happens in darkness. When evil arrives, temptation's going to grow stronger. And that's why we, as the elect and the remnant of God, we must have a hold of our relationship with God, my friends. We must understand repentance. We must understand what it means to find God in repentance. And I want to make this quick announcement right now. I just finished number 163, my next sermon. You can find those at my website at watchmanscry.com. And this sermon that's about to come out, it should be out by tomorrow. You'll get a notice if you subscribe to my new notifications. This message is going to go into repentance, and it's going to explain repentance and how God really wants you to repent. And it's going to talk about the struggles and the parts of our mind and our flesh that do not want to do this. Folks, the more that we need God, at the same time, the more our flesh does not want us to seek and pursue God. In the times where you need to be reading scripture and finding comfort in God, that's the same time where your mind, your soul, and your flesh will find an excuse and not want to do those things. So this message is going to go into that. My website is watchmanscry.com. If you do not receive my notifications, folks, go there, and there's a link where you can subscribe to receive those. Folks, I really, really believe this new sermon is going to bless hundreds and hundreds of you that are out there. Now, it's going to be part 3 of what we've been talking about already. Part 1 was message 161. Part 2 was message 162, and that was the violent ticket by force and John the Baptist and the jackal. And this next message is about John the Baptist and the spirit of Elijah. It's going to be very, very powerful, my friends. Also, I'm going to be talking about a warning on there, and if we have enough time on the second half of this hour, I'm going to also be sharing about a new warning that God has given me. So, folks, in the next half, we're going to talk about that, and we're also going to talk about the new milepost that we just passed. Now, as I stated, yesterday, the stock market went down 634 points, approximately. The NASDAQ went down, the S&P, the world markets went down. But in the mix of what happened to our markets yesterday, we passed a milepost, folks. We passed a new line in the plan of God, and that means some new events are going to be coming. The Holy Spirit really revealed these things, and on the second half, we're going to talk about that and also some other very, very important things. Folks, don't go away. We'll be right back.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Welcome back, folks. Nathan Liao here. The website is watchmanscry.com. Today is Tuesday, August 9th, 2011, the year of our Lord. August 9th, 1 week after the United States debt ceiling was raised. August 9th, the day after August 8th, when the market reached new lows, when the market found itself shuddering, shaking, and making a loud rumbling noise to the whole world. Folks, we have entered a new phase in the present production. 2 years ago, on April 16th of 09, I wrote an article, and back then it was about a year into the market collapse, this new depression of the new millennium, and I was studying what was happening at that time in 09, and I was also studying and comparing what the market had been doing after the first Great Depression. And, you know, folks, it's really, really amazing. In Ecclesiastes 1:9, it says, "That which has been is that which shall be. That which is done is that which shall be done. There is nothing new under the sun." And you know, folks, I really, really believe that that's a law of mankind. Man continues to repeat history and to do the same things. And the amazing part of this is, in addition to man conducting and repeating history, it seems that historical events seem to repeat themselves many times. Now, they may not always repeat themselves exactly, but they do rhyme with themselves. And when we look at the first depression, when the crash happened in 29, after 1929 was over, 1930 arrived, and then 1931, and for several years, the stock market went through a slight recovery. It was a bear market recovery back then. And back then, many individuals and financial analysts, politicians, government experts, many of them kept saying after 29 and then into 1930, they said that the storm has passed, the hysteria is over in Wall Street. They were saying that the worst was over. The end of the decline was over. And they kept reciting those terms and statements. I find it interesting that back then we didn't have cable news channels. We didn't have the talking heads that could say the same things to the general population. But in the published news reports and the newspapers, they were saying these things. So I wrote an article, and if you want to read it, you can go to watchmanscry.com, and it's on the front page. If you just scroll down on the front page, it's called It's 1930, A Look at Today's Crisis. And in that article, I was observing that if we were to look at the charts of how the stock market acted after 29 and how it went up, and it continued to climb into 1930, but then after 1930, it started to decline a little bit, but within 3 years of the initial crash that started in 29, which would have been 1932, the second leg of the depression dropped. This happened back then, folks. And I'm noticing even right now, here we are, 3 years after the 08 crash, and we're seeing the same thing. The chart may not be exactly like the chart of 29, but it's pretty close. So the reason I'm bringing this up, folks, is that during the last 3 years, and when we take into consideration what I believe is a rule of scripture, a divine rule of spiritual divine planning by God, when we take into account Ecclesiastes that basically says history is going to repeat itself, folks, that's what's happening right now. So, in conclusion, this is what I'm trying to say. It's 1932 now. I believe that we just passed into the next leg of the depression. It has finally arrived. A year or two ago, I kept saying that we're in intermission. Act 1 is behind us. We're in intermission, but Act 2 is going to begin. And folks, I believe that Act 2 has started over the last several days, and yesterday really, really gave us a significant milepost that we've crossed the line and passed into 1932. And from this point on, it's going to start crashing even more. I believe that the stock market is, we're going to see new lows. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to all happen overnight in one day. But if we look at how the markets reacted in 29 and into 32, it was a slow decline. It was two steps down and then one step back and then two steps down and then one step back. And that's what we're watching this week. Yesterday was several steps down. Today it retreated a little bit, but that's not going to continue because there's nothing propping up this market. The market is just paper. It's an empty ball of nothing. There's nothing to hold it up, folks. We really have no financial strength and foundation here in America. There's really no recovery without customers. These companies that are wanting to make a lot of money, you know, folks, a lot of these companies that are showing gains and profits over the last few years have been showing profit because they're laying off all their employees and lowering their costs. They're showing profit because they're dismantling their companies and selling off different parts of their companies. So they're showing a gain. But cannibalism does not perpetuate a market, and it cannot continue forever because eventually the cannibals will eat one another. There will be no more people to consume. So that's what we're watching right now. But getting back to the milepost that we passed yesterday. Yesterday the market dropped 634 points. And if we were to look at the percentage of drop yesterday, the Dow dropped 5.55% yesterday, folks. 5.55. At the same time yesterday, the S&P index also dropped. And yesterday, that number for the S&P of reduction was 6.66%. 666, folks. Now, 5 is the number of grace. Grace is the foundation for repentance. Therefore, my friends, this is what I believe God is trying to tell us. For those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, this is what I believe happened yesterday. Yesterday, God made an announcement to the residents of America. The Dow dropped 555. That's the number of grace. God is saying to all of us that we need to repent. We need to repent, folks. That means that the cry, the admonition, the charge, the encouragement, the announcement needs to be made from pulpits and to all the people, to all that will listen, from the messengers. The sound of the shofar needs to be blown. Attention, all people far and wide. Attention, listeners. We must all be renting our hearts right now. We must all be finding our solemn assembly right now. We must all be repenting right now. It needs to be occurring right now in order to take advantage of His provision. Why do we need His provision, folks? That's a good question. It's because of what the S&P did. 666. Great evil and darkness, workers of darkness, that great cloud of darkness, that vision that I saw months back in a prophetic dream and also in a vision, I saw the great darkness come over this land. I saw evil being unleashed over this land. I believe that this drop of 666 is the announcement and the warning from God that we have to be putting on our spiritual armor and we have to be covering ourselves under the mighty wing and hand of God right now, folks. In the future, crazed people, lunatics, mob frenzied thugs with no compassion are going to be walking the streets of America and of this world. But you know, folks, it's really already starting. For those of you that listen to the news or you read the news, we're seeing flash mobs rise up from the Midwest, Chicago, Philadelphia, California, Denver, Dallas, New York. It's happening all across the country where young people, and this is what's really amazing about this, folks, young people, teenagers, young adults, will get on Twitter and will make an announcement that they're going to assemble at a certain location. And when they assemble at these locations, for example, outside of the Sears Roebuck or outside of the shopping mall or outside of the convenience store, and when enough people show up, 50 or 100 or 200, then they stampede into these retail outlets and they start stealing everything. shoplifting all at once, and then they leave. Now, it began by shoplifting and looting of retail establishments, but in the last several weeks, we've started hearing about these flash mobs that are now showing up at different events around the country where they're robbing people or where they're attacking people, attacking grown-ups. The grown-ups have no idea that they're going to be doing this. They're unaware. Just in the last few days in Milwaukee, 300 to 400 thugs, roaches, bottom dwellers, assembled, and as the people were coming out of the state fair in Milwaukee, they were attacked late at night. The young adults, the flash mobs, jumped out of the alleys and out from behind cars, and they ambushed the people. This occurred over the weekend, folks. And the other disturbing thing about this is when we try to examine the actual mental process that would justify such an act, I cannot understand in the natural how young people would think that this is an okay thing to take part in. It makes no sense, folks, which leads me to conclude that there's a spiritual element behind this. When you take several of the factors of poverty, angry kids, minority frustration, because at this point in time, it seems to be striking the minorities right now, but I believe this is just the beginning, folks. Now, up to this point, the majority of these flash mobs have been from the black inner city. Why is that happening? Why is the black inner city so angry that they would want to do this? Well, folks, I believe that this is a sign of frustration in the black community at this point. Now, I want to qualify what I'm about to say. This is starting right now in the black community, but it is not going to stay in the black community. The reason it's starting in the black community right now is because the demographic of young people and young adult and male blacks for unemployment is the highest in the nation. The unemployment numbers for black males is 30 to 40% right now, folks. They cannot find work. They cannot find jobs. No one's hiring them. So they're frustrated. And when you get people that are frustrated and they can't feed their families, or they're just angry, or they get together and they're fed the poison of who's to blame, even though the excuse of who's to blame or the explanation of who's to blame may not be true, they're still going to act. So right now we are seeing this begin in the inner city among the black population. But folks, it's not going to stay there. It's going to soon spread to the Hispanic population. It's going to spread to other minorities all over this country. And then it's going to spread to the general Caucasian populations of the United States. This is not just a racial thing going on. This is an economic sign of what's going on here in America with the influence of great evil. So my friends, what happened to the S&P yesterday of a 6.66% reduction? God's trying to warn us, folks, that great evil is going to be unleashed. The evil that we're going to see is going to strike all parts of society. As the other minorities find themselves just as unemployed as the black population, they're going to start reacting in the same way. When you start seeing white Caucasian individuals unemployed in the numbers that the blacks are, 30 and 40%, they're also going to react in the same way. We're going to see white Caucasian students react in the same way. This is not going to be limited to color, my friends. It's going to be all of society. Unrest, rioting, protesting is coming to the American culture. So for those of you that may be a part of the racial crowd and say it's just because the blacks want to just act in unseasonable ways, and it's not just that. That's not the only reason, folks. It's starting there because they're the ones that are at the moment the ones that are economically in the worst hardship right now. But when we look across the world, when we look outside the boundaries of the United States, and when we look at the economic calamity happening in Europe and in other parts of the world, we're seeing protesting and rioting occur in many nations right now. And it's happening in all races and in all colors. It's happening in a lot of different cultures. I have a report right here from CNBC. London is now in their third day of rioting. Hundreds of people have been burning down parts of London. They're destroying parts of London. They're destroying and looting businesses. They're burning cars. And what began as a protest that was unhappy with a shooting, police in London say that an individual, Mark Dugan, was killed by the police. So the citizens of London were angry about it. So they wanted to protest the shooting. But now it's gone beyond protesting the shooting of one man. Now It's just become an assembly of angry people in London. And now all the people that are discontented with what's going on in London, the urban poor are now angry in London, in some of the neighborhoods where they have the inner city. There's a lot of people that are angry with the living conditions, the economic conditions, the unemployment situations that are in London, in the UK. They're angry. And now, folks, it's gotten to this point where lawless thugs and outlaws and pirates and evil people are roaming the streets, and video is now starting to come out from those riots of these thugs walking up to normal citizens, robbing them in broad daylight, robbing them of their clothes, telling them to undress in broad daylight. I want your pants. I want your shirt. And the people are doing it. So this is a spirit of evil. This is a spirit of Antichrist that is spreading in the world right now. The governing authorities are now saying that they're going to have to step up the riot control, and they've actually said that they're going to use plastic bullets against those that are protesting. So, folks, it's going to get ugly in the days ahead in London. But in addition to London, we're also seeing protesting that is occurring in Israel. Some 250,000 people took to the streets of Tel Aviv. In Israel, they're protesting the cost of living. Individuals can no longer afford the very, very high rents that are in Israel. And these protests are moving to other sections of Israel. And then Spain, Greece, and Portugal, all three of these European Union nations, have experienced protests and rioting in reaction to government austerity programs and bad economic conditions. So the complaints from the protesters in different countries are for different reasons. Some of them are for living conditions. Some of them are because they're mad at the police, and some of them are mad because of the budget cuts, the austerity measures. And we've been hearing about the austerity that Greece has been enforcing upon their citizens, and now it's spreading to Spain and Portugal. The retirees in Europe are being told that their benefits are going to go down, their pensions are going to get affected, their medical benefits, so they're angry. And thousands of people are protesting. In Spain, they're protesting the 21% unemployment rate. Portugal is also protesting. And folks, the numbers of people that are showing up in these protests are numbering into the hundreds of thousands. In the Philippines, they're protesting. In China, they're starting to protest now. 1,000 cab drivers blocked traffic over the weekend because of rising fuel costs. And now people in China are starting to protest that inflation is getting too hard to bear. China has an inflation rate of 12% right now, folks. 12%. That's pretty high for Chinese workers that are paid just dollars a day. In Syria, there's also protesting going on. The government of Syria is reacting by shooting the protesters. So all over the world, we're seeing protests that are occurring. Here in the United States, it's starting out with these flash mobs that I mentioned. But my friends, I believe that great evil is going to continue to spread across the United States of America. And it's going to spread because of financial frustration. It's going to spread because of the living conditions in America are hard on those that are unemployed. It's going to spread, folks. When you have people losing their houses, when you have people that are running out of their unemployment benefits and they're having to live in their car because their house was repossessed, or live on Walmart's parking lot, you're going to find people that are going to resort to crime and resort to do things that they never thought that in times past they would do. That means that they're going to find themselves tempted to rob their neighbors, to rob their fellow citizens. And folks, when these things start happening, this violence starts occurring across the country, what is the average upstanding law-abiding citizen supposed to do when they find that it's open season on them? We're going to find that these citizens are going to also be arming themselves, and crime is going to be increasing. We're going to see the return of frontier justice. We're going to see the return of citizens that would want to lynch people outside the rule of regular law. Folks, these are days of anarchy that are going to be coming. And I want to just give the official warning right now. In the past day, we crossed into a new line. Therefore, my friends, the only protection that any of us are going to have is going to be based on the protection that we receive beforehand by the hand of God. The only way that we're going to find ourselves in His provision and in His shelter is if we find it right now. That's why I'm saying that we need to be repenting now. The sign of repentance was in the markets, and the sign of great evil was in the markets, my friends. Now, what's going to happen out of this? What's going to happen when the world continues to melt? Folks, every Tuesday when we get together, we are going to be updating one another. We're going to be talking about the latest crazy things that are going to be happening in the world. Because eventually, my friends, we are going to see nations of the world so frustrated that they will only find themselves resorting to only one thing, and that is plundering their neighbors. War is going to be coming in the future, my friends. Very destructive wars are going to come to this planet. Now, I stated before the break that I had a recent prophetic dream where I saw an event happen. I've been praying about how much information I can release, and I'm at this moment limited to how much I can say because what I saw happen was actually very, very horrible, my friends. And I don't want to say too much at the moment because I don't know when this is going to happen. It could be years ahead. But for those of you that want more detail on it, you can go to my website at watchmanscry.com. In message 163, I'm also talking about it. So folks, it's very challenging and hard to know how much information I can release about this prophetic dream. And that's because I don't know when it's going to happen. And what I saw occur is going to change life as we know it here in the United States of America when it happens. And the handicap of having a prophetic dream is that we don't know when it's going to happen. So it could be in the next few months. It could be years away. It could be actually what we see happening during the tribulation period. But here's the question, my friends. When's the tribulation going to start? So when I look at this prophetic dream that I had, let me just give you some of the limited information on it, okay, folks? What it was I saw an event happen to the Hawaiian Islands. I saw an event happen to the city of Honolulu, but it wasn't limited to Honolulu. It was felt by the inner islands of Hawaii. And the event that I saw occur happened to the two inner islands of Oahu and Maui, which, by the way, are the most populated. And I also want to say this, my friends, at this moment in time, the most that I can reveal is that the residents of Hawaii need to be praying for repentance. And they need to be praying for God's protection. And if you're a citizen of Hawaii, pray for God's protection over you and your family. All right, folks? I know and I understand that some of you may be saying, Nathan, I wish you could tell me more. What is the event? What happened? Can you share more? At this moment, my friends, I cannot. And the reason that I cannot is because I do not know how far into the future this thing is going to happen. But that's the handicap of prophetic dreams. Without knowing the timeline, then it's hard to know when to really get situated and prepared for these things. But as we continue to march down the road toward perdition, we are continuing to witness the erosion of men's hearts that would seek to have God's protection and that would seek to stay His judgment. Men's hearts do not seem concerned now with God's protection. Men's hearts do not seem to be that concerned now with asking God for His remedy and His help and His benefits and blessings. So my friends, getting back to what I was talking about, I saw an event happen to Hawaii, and when it happens, it's going to change the lives of every one of us who are American citizens, and there's also a good chance that it's going to change the entire world. So I will leave it at that for the moment. But suffice it to say, my friends, we need to all be repenting right now. As of today, Tuesday, August the 9th, the market had a slight recovery. And again, folks, when we consider what lies ahead, that the financial foundations of this world have now been fractured and broken, we're not going to get out of this mess, folks. The end game is going to be what I continue to say. It's going to be a complete and utter collapse of the American financial system, the American economy, the European economy, and the global financial system. It's going to leave this world in tatters. And then a super depression is going to ensue. The super depression is going to last several years. It's going to change life as we know it. We are going to see a new landscape here in America. We're going to see the new uncharted territory of migrants and refugees who are moving about the land trying to find a rescue and a better situation for their lives. We're going to see people having to endure living conditions and living standards that we haven't seen in America in over 100 years. Things are going to change, my friends. So that is my cry. It's time for all of us to repent. Now, as I stated earlier on this program, I'm about to release my next audio message, my next sermon. My friends, if you have not heard any of my audio sermons, they are full of spiritual food. And if you happen to be a shut-in, you do not attend church, or you do not have the ability to go to church and be fed, I want to invite you, my friends, to come to the table of the Watchman's Cry audio sermons. The library is free. Go to watchmanscry.com, and one by one, you can download them. They begin with a little bit of a announcement of news, but then after a brief news announcement or an announcement of what is happening prophetically in the world, then they move into a Bible study and a sermon. Now, folks, I know that I'm sharing a very tall order right there, and I know that that sounds pretty bold in what I'm saying, but my friends, it's true. You will be blessed by these. So I encourage you to go to watchmanscry.com and hear those. All right, folks? Well, it looks like we're out of time. I want to say this real quick, that if these messages are making a difference in your life and you are seeing that they have value and that they are touching people and drawing them toward the kingdom of God, my friends, this ministry only exists by your support. So we do appreciate your gifts of love and support. Our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website and contact us there. My friends, I love you. Stay safe, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
See over there.